Welcome to the Softball Corner. I'm Dan Hughes. I've been playing softball for nearly 30 years and managing teams for 20 years. I invite you to check out my book after you listen to this program. Most of us have to pay to play softball, if not in money, then in gasoline and equipment purchases. How much did you pay for that bat? And then there's the value of the time we spend traveling, playing, and practicing. I've never added up my expenses, but I know that for many of us, the cost is high enough that normal people, that is, people who don't play softball, probably think we're certifiable. I hope we're all having a lot of fun, because softball is a pretty expensive way to be miserable. I don't know about you, but I see a lot of players who never seem to be enjoying themselves at the ballpark. They're always mad or frustrated or upset. What sets them off? It might be the umpires, the field condition, the weather, the other team, someone on his own team. Some people are just always angry about something. Okay, right, it's usually the umpires. I'm a retired college instructor, and I once had a student who made the national news with his anger at a softball game. Seems his manager benched him after he bobbled a play halfway through the game, and rather than sit and watch the rest of the game from the dugout, he picked up his bat and glove and left. Bat being the operable word here. He didn't go home, though. He went right to the parking lot, where he used his bat to redesign his manager's car. He took out both headlights and did some impressive customizing on the car's body before they stopped him. And the Associated Press picked up the story. Now, I can understand the frustration of playing on a team that loses all the time, but I see a lot of constantly angry players on the teams that win, too. What's that all about? I played on a co-ed team that lost every single game the entire season except the final one. And if you're only going to win one game in the season, by the way, the final one is a good one to win. I was still able to find encouraging things to say about every loss, though. As you're updating the stats after the game, you'll see that someone went 3-for-4, or someone hit their first double of the season, or someone has finally raised his on-base average to .500. Happy stats like that will jump out at you, and you should make a big deal of them. The better your players feel about themselves, the better they'll play the next game. And it's nice to find the fun in the game. We do play for fun, don't we? Here's an actual example of finding the good in the bad. I posted this note on my team's internet bulletin board after we lost a blowout. How we can look so good on paper yet score so little is a mystery. In tonight's game, Bobby went 3-for-4, Ken, Roger, and I went 2-for-4, and Mike, Bill, and Jess went 2-for-3. And Tom and Bill both hit doubles, yet we only got 2 runs from all this. We left 14 men on base, including 2 innings with the bases loaded. Anyway, it did my heart good to see Roger double up that hot shot at the plate as he tried to sneak home after a ground out. Way to go, Roger. Okay. What I'm trying to say here is, look for the silver lining. Help your teammates find the fun that might be a little elusive sometimes. I guess there are some people who aren't happy unless they're mad about something, but they sure don't help the attitudes of the rest of us. Remember, psychologists say that you're the one who chooses to be angry, and you probably don't really need the high blood pressure that comes with constant anger. I talk about the benefits of being mature now, but I don't want to make anyone mad. Thanks for listening. I'd love to hear your feedback or ideas for future shows. Drop me a note at thesoftballcorner@gmail.com. And check out my book, Managing and Coaching Adult Slow Pitch Softball, at slowpitchbook.com. Until next time, from the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.